Wait, wait, stop, that's the one.
Welcome to Zenten Speaks, a show where I make new friends and reconnect with old ones. A show where everyone's stories may inspire you to tell your own story. In this podcast, we encourage everyone to get rid of shame, guilt, fear, doubt, and judgments for themselves and for others, and replace those with love, empathy, compassion, understanding, kindness, and to do your best in everything that you do. In essence, to get rid of things that no longer serve your well-being, to be true to yourself and be honest with others.
No, you Hola. Look great, actually.
So I found this dog. He jumped in my car last night, so he's kind of needy. I'm sorry, he's shaking. So he's kind of joining us for a second.
He's so cute. Okay, it's
okay. He's wow. cute. I found the owner, but he was out freezing last night, and I opened my car door, and he just popped himself in. I almost smashed his little head in. Okay, oh, see him there for a second. Here, go lay on the bed. You're fine.
Smart dog.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I know this girl is a sucker. So
oh, there's another one. Oh, they have friends.
Dogs know. And I am a dog person. So yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I'm gonna I might be a little slow because like I'm still how you call
recovering.
It? Yeah, the tell of it. So yeah.
Yeah. You probably had COVID.
Yeah. What's that word? Yeah, I went out for a walk for fresh air, and it's too cold outside, so I didn't last long.
Yeah, you're in New York or the East Coast, right?
New York, yeah. It's yeah. like I think when I looked, it was like 18.
Oh.
Yeah. Pretty cold.
That's pretty cold. We're not that cold here.
Where are you again?
I'm in Baker City, Oregon, about 400 miles from Portland.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like Midwest?
It would be called Eastern Oregon. It's more down south. So close to Idaho.
Okay. All right.
But it is like kind of in the middle of nowhere. Like it's a very rural town of like just 10,000 people.
How do Jehovah's Witnesses find people to knock on doors?
I don't know. The last I drove by the Kingdom Hall and there was like caution tape around it. So they sit on the streets. Well, they used to. I mean, they're dead right now. I mean, nobody's doing nothing.
Right.
And yet our churches here in town are meeting. So I don't understand if they're so ready to meet the paradise, why are they in hiding still? I mean, every church here in town is open, but they have caution tape around their Kingdom Hall. And according to my sister, they're just doing Zoom meetings.
So yeah. It's weird.
And they're doing letter writing. I've gotten like 3 letters.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I got one during COVID. I don't know who it was from. I thought it was from my mother, but it was someone else. And they like, come back to Jehovah. I was like, first of all, how do you have my address? And second, who are you? And I third, how do you know I was Jehovah's Witness?
They are detectives, man. They can find an address. What's funny is the Mormons are like door to door, back to going door to door. I watched my friend's kids and I had 2 Mormons come, women, which was weird, come to my door and it was right before Christmas, and they had a bag of Cracker Jacks. Weird. But they're even going door to door. So I'm like, why aren't the, what's going on? Why? I just like, I don't understand. Why aren't Jehovah's, I mean, not that I want them to be knocking on my door, but I mean, if the Mormons are going door to door, why are they being so secretive now?
Yeah.
What happened to, we will never stop preaching.
Uh-huh.
What happened to that?
Well,
we will never stop preaching, but that's what they've done.
They can change it up whenever they want because they're the God's people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so bizarre. It's just really bizarre to find that. I mean, because, you know, growing up, I always figured that if I lived in something like this, if I was still in, my thinking would be, well, it's just such a radical change of thinking. My thinking would have been, we got to go out. Everybody else is going out and, you know, churches are meeting.
Yeah.
You know, Mormons are doing their thing. Why aren't we?
Well, they don't want to be part of the world because the world is trending. They can't trend like the world.
I don't know. I mean, I just, yeah, I don't know. So to me, it's just like, so, you know, I've asked my sister about this and my hair looks green. It's not really green, but there's a filter on. I have a background filter on, so my hair is looking good.
Actually, but, you look great on my end.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
But, you know, I asked my sister, and she doesn't 100% shun me like my mom and my two older brothers. She still keeps in contact with me. And I'm like, why aren't you guys, you know, I asked her that. And she said, well, there is a pandemic, you know. And I'm like, I get that, but if you're vaccinated and everybody's vaccinated and churches are meeting, what's going on? Why aren't you guys meeting? Yeah. She's like, well, we don't want to get anybody sick and them die. I'm like, well, they're going to meet their maker. They're going to be in paradise. So why is there such a fear? I mean, my mom is a hermit and my mom was never like that. My mom is always out there, always shopping, always everything. And she's been, since this happened, she's been living her life because she's like, she has been living in fear. Mm-hmm. She won't go anywhere, barely. And she, so I have an older son that's not a Jehovah's Witness. He left at like 15, but I have a younger son who just got baptized because of pressure from the stupid congregation, but they were supposed to go to Hawaii where my sister lives, and my mom would not go with him because he refused. I don't know why, which is weird. He refuses to get vaccinated, which I find weird because their Jehovah's Witnesses seem to be all about the vaccine.
It's and, just so weird. Yeah.
They are just pushing it hard, which I mean, okay, I get it. But yeah, my sister said that everybody should get vaccinated, get their booster. My mom said she wouldn't go with him to Hawaii because he wasn't vaccinated. And so he was like, okay. Like, okay. But yeah, she's become such a hermit. And I think that's what's happening is they just live in this really weird fear. And yet everybody else is like, okay, we're going to go out there and live our lives. And she's just like become, and my sister, and they become super like vaccinated people. And I'm like, okay, that's awesome. But if you're so, if you have your faith so much that you're, if you die, why are you guys so worried that you're going to die? Because, I mean, you know.
Clearly they don't believe. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the fear is. And my son, I think he is physically in, but mentally out. So PMO, as they say. And I think he got baptized for pressure because he's 26. He just turned 26. So for someone not to get baptized at that age, you know how it is.
Right.
He should have been baptized like 15 years ago. But he's on the spectrum of autism. And so I think they kind of gave him a pass. And I think last year they kind of were like, okay, you need to start doing something. And then next thing I know, he texted me and he's like, Mom, I got baptized. And I was like, like, well, you know what comes with that. But he beats to his own drum. But I think he still felt that pressure from somebody that he had to get baptized.
Yeah, I feel that all these decisions with the vaccine, if the organization told them, don't take it like the blood thing, if they said, don't take it, it's from the devil and all this stuff, they all would have the same decision. So that 100%. Decision to be vaccinated or to stay away is not their own decision. I have a big guess about that.
Oh, I totally 100%. If they said no, like if there had been like a trace of blood in it, I think they would have said, because at one point they thought there was. And you remember when it first came out,
there was like, they have like children in there, not children, but what's the thing called? Like embryos.
Right. Yes.
Doesn't it have that in there or something?
No, it doesn't. But there was a little, you know, but there was like that. And then there was like, it's going to change your DNA. What? And then there was like something about a trace of blood and whatever. But you are 100% correct. If there was like something that they did not think it was okay, they would have 100% said, do not get this vaccination. Yep. You all just die.
And they would do it.
And they would do it. They would totally do it. But for whatever reason, they are going hard on the vaccination.
And even when they say to take it, they don't even have critical thinking. They're just like, okay.
Take it.
To each their own, I'm glad I'm not there. So.
Well, my son, my youngest son, he's bucking the system for sure because he refuses to take it. And I really don't know why, other than that he works in a daycare and he's a teacher's aide and he's with little kids and babies and boogers and snot and grossness. And he's like, Mom, I've been here 6 years. If I haven't gotten he believes in herd immunity. Mm-hmm. So he's like, Mom, I have not gotten sick. If I've gotten it, I probably had it. I've already, you know, and he will die on that mountain. And which is weird because that's totally not what Jehovah's Witnesses believe. And so I was really surprised. I was like, you gave up a trip to Hawaii. And he's like, Mom, I'm not getting the vaccine. I'm like, okay, it's your choice. But he is really like bucking the system of Jehovah's Witnesses because they are 100% vaccine boosters. My sister was like, you know, about every other day, have you gotten your booster shot? I'm like, finally I did, but I only did it because I work around young people and older people. But I got vaccinated and still got it over the summer. Like I said, I lost all sense of smell and taste, and you probably had it. So have you been vaccinated?
I have not. I'm probably gonna die on that mountain, on that hill.
I'm okay with that. That's okay. You're like my son.
I'm not doing it? Because, okay, I don't know what you watching or what you know. I don't watch too many news, and I'm trying to stay away on Facebook. The thing that I watch is YouTube, but how they keep pushing, the way they pushed it, they didn't push it like, hey, we care for you. They push it like kind of like a parent, like fear tactic or a employer. If you don't do this, we're going to punish you. No human being, or even if you look at your mother, you can see that. Like when you do that to a teenager, even if it's good for them, they're gonna rebel. No human being gonna do what they're told when they're being forced to, even if sometimes they know it's good for them. But if you're gonna apply punishment to it,
right?
Yeah, that's how I'm at. I was just like, and then the next thing is they want to exchange a vaccine for your body.
Yeah,
I mean work. I'm sorry, work for your body, like
exactly.
But right. Your body, so you can have work. And I was just like, you know what? I've done that pre-2020. Like I went for a career for like 20 years, and look where I'm at. I still don't make six figures. I'm tempted to call myself a, not like I'm looking down on myself, but like tempted to career wise call myself a loser. Like
no.
I've done like. I've tried, but like, no, I mean, not like putting myself down, but kind of like looking, you know, when you like get older and you're looking at your history, right. How you like done so much or things you try to do, and I have nothing to show for it. So I was just like, okay.
How long were you raised in the religion?
Oh, 19 and a half. I quit 20 years ago.
Yeah. So there's that.
So it's like, I mean you know? It's been 20 years. Like I've tried to have a career and everything. So basically, I still have like a little thing in my throat.
You keep plants alive.
Yeah.
Are those all real?
They are. I have like 52 or something.
Oh my gosh. I pick up plants and they probably are internally screaming, no.
Oh, do they don't stay alive? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I don't know why. I have a Christmas plant that's still alive and some succulents. And I have a poinsettia that is
hanging
in there. I don't know this dog's name, so I just call him Bub.
Hey, Bub, so cute.
Bub.
What was I gonna say? Sorry, I'm a little slow. Yeah, so basically I feel like I'm not gonna give you my body in exchange for a job, because 2 years ago when I did that, I gave up sleep. I went to, you probably done that too, going to work sick like a dog, because mm-hmm. if you didn't go to work sick, what happened? They write you up and fire you. Mm-hmm. Now, you want me to give my body again? Like, no, I'm done. I haven't worked for 2 years, literally. And I have no fear, zero. But 2 years ago, I have so much fear for losing one day work.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's a better place. And if you've ridden the New York subway, you probably have all the amenities you ever need.
Yeah.
That's right. My son, he lives in Portland and he takes public transit, and I'm like, yeah, you probably are good.
Yeah, and I live with four people here too. Like the funny thing is when I'm sick, no one is sick, because I'm very mindful. I wash my hands, I put on a mask, and even prior to 2020, I would put on a mask. And then when 2020 happened, I was like, you know, that's really, how you call it, logical for people to have done, and they didn't do that. And then a girl got sick, and then she hadn't have a mask on. And I was just like, how do you go to work? You had a mask on, but you're sick here. What's going on? And it's just like, oh yeah, I didn't think about that because I'm home. And then I got sick.
2020 became about washing hands. So I used to be a computer lab teacher. Like I taught computer for a school district here in Idaho for 6 years. So before even all of this, I did hand sanitizer. The kids would come in because it's computers, and it was kindergarten through fifth grade, gross age of kids, you know, booger peeing, you know. And I'm sure I never got sick. I mean, the first year I was really sick because I probably caught everything they had. But after that, my immunity was great. And the swine flu happened. And literally, I was like one of the last standing teachers. And I would subbing for, you know, kindergarten or fifth grade, or, you know, because there was no teachers. They were all dropping like flies. And I was hand sanitizing The kids would come in. They got a squirt of hand sanitizer. I wiped down the computers when they left. Hand sanitizer. We taught hand washing. And I'm like, when did 2020 become hand washing? Shouldn't we have all been doing that? Like, what the hell? I'm like, it was just so weird. And some of the things that I kind of liked about the couple things that was good about COVID was like, okay, hand washing, staying away from people. I like that people should stay away from people. I hate when people are on top of me and coughing on me. I'm like,
yep.
Why? You know? And, you know, and people are like, well, masks don't do anything. Well, have you ever sneezed? Like, my argument was like, have you ever all of a sudden just sneezed, like driving in a car and you sneezed and you look at your, and you're like, oh shit.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, people who say that, they just want to argue for nothing. And I'm like, yeah. It's the same thing I tell my housemate. He's like sneezing in the kitchen. I was like, just sneeze in your shirt if you didn't have a mask, or wear a mask. Like, come on, people.
This is one of the things I had to teach kids. Sneeze in your shirt. Sneeze in your shirt. And people are just like, oh, we're just going to sneeze everywhere. And I'm like, and that doesn't even matter if about COVID. It's just good flu practice.
Exactly.
And, you know, everybody's like, well, what happened to the flu? I'm like, well, because people were actually doing what they should be doing, washing hands.
Yeah.
And as I always say, 2020 became about washing hands. And I was always like, shouldn't we always be washing our hands?
Well, it's back now, because when I've gone to Costco, I've washed it in other places too. Like when I go to Bed Bath & Beyond, I don't know how the ladies do it, but men do not wash their hands. And after 2020, you would think they'll come out of the bathroom to wash their hands. And I was like, wait a minute, we're trained for a whole year. And then you just wet your fingers because someone is watching, or you just look up and down and you just walk out without washing your hand. What happened to COVID? We're still on COVID. And I was just like, people will never learn. Even a lady yesterday, she was like this on my ass at the line. And then when I moved forward, I had to do this. And I was like, 6 feet, please.
Right.
Like, we've been trained for 2 years, people.
Right? I don't know. Oh, you know, men, God love men, but they think they just shake it and it's good.
Right. They don't wash their hands. One thing I like about 2020 now is like no handshaking. I even went to church and then... And then the pastor wanted to shake my hand, and I said, oh, COVID. And then he laughed, and then he went to shake the next person's hands. And I was like,
I am a very, very friendly person, and I'm super open and stuff. I mean, I'm like super friendly. I'm loud and kind of crazy, but I don't like people hugging me. I am not a hugger. I've never been. My sister is, and I'm always like, you know, and I don't know why, but I'm not a hugger. And I have, so I take care of a lady's, her kids, and she has this neighbor, and she's always coming over, and she's always trying to hug me. And I'm like, and she's always in my bubble. And I'm like, you have to get the fuck away from me, lady. Sorry. I don't mean this. I have a bad mouth. And okay. She's always in my bubble. And I'm like, that's my job. I babysit my friend's kids when she's at work. And this neighbor lady, like the minute I pull up, she's knocking on the door and she's in my bubble. And I'm like, and she's just like, she's this old lady. And I'm like, I know you're probably lonely. I get it. But oh my God. And I'm not, I mean, I told my friend Sarah, and Sarah's like, I love you. And I don't always say it to her because I'm not a touchy feely person, but I am a very open-minded person. I mean, I love people. I'm friendly. I talk to, nobody's a stranger. I always talk to everybody, but when it comes to people hugging me and touching me, I do not. With a dog, I'm good. If you're not a dog, I don't want you. I don't want you kissing me. I don't want you hugging me. You know.
Yeah, what I do is, well, back in the day prior 20, because I don't like handshaking so much. I hold it. I always hold on a tissue, and then I go. Oh. Sorry, I got a cold. And then they won't shake your hand. I'm gonna keep doing that. Once we go back to work, I'm gonna always.
Oh, I think that's a good idea. Well, I have really bad allergies come springtime, and when COVID, like when it first came out, it was like it was I know when we went in lockdown, it was St. Patrick's Day, so February 17th. So then came spring, and that's when my allergies go off. And I remember going to the store, and I mean, my eyes were watering, like sniffling, and I had my mask on, and people were like, you know, I'm like, it's not COVID. I seriously have allergies right now.
Yeah.
I'm sneezing, sneezing. And I'm like, it's just allergies. But yeah, I mean, it sucks, but there's some good things that came out from COVID, and I don't know. It's crazy times. It's crazy times. And the Jehovah's Witnesses, they're still, they literally, to from what I have gathered between my son and my sister, they are still in lockdown. Like nothing has changed. It's like,
are they working? Are they working?
Yeah, but my sister, so is working. He works at a daycare, so he wears a mask, he says. And then my sister works, she works in Hawaii. She's a personal assistant, and her girls are house cleaners, shocker. And they're all, and then her one daughter is a flight attendant for Hawaiian Airlines. She's been on furlough, and then they keep pulling, you know, back and forth. But that's a airline, and so, you know, Hawaii really depends on tourists, but they really don't want mainlanders to come there, because they're, you know, Hawaii, there's, you can only go so far in Hawaii. I mean, if your hospital beds get full, it's not like here. I mean, we're a small town, but we life flight people all the time to Idaho or Portland or Washington. They can't do that in Hawaii. So they really don't want white people coming over and spreading their shit. And so my niece has been, she's been on work, off work, but she's a Jehovah's Witness too. And they're, other than that, that's all she does. She does work, but they're not, they're on lockdown as far as like going to church and stuff, you know? Yeah. And, you know, my sister doesn't really have a good explanation when I tell her. I'm like, we're all open here. Why are all the churches meeting and stuff? She's like, well, you see how it's spreading. I'm like, yeah, but why live in fear? If you're, you know, why is my 87-year-old mom living in fear?
Right.
When supposedly Armageddon's right around the corner, and she dies, gonna be in paradise. So,
and Jehovah says, walk with Jehovah, have no fear.
Have no fear. They won't meet, they don't have conventions, and they don't, you know, my son got baptized in some sort of weird pool, like
here some people get baptized in their own bathtubs.
Yeah.
The shenanigans.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I would rather wait. Like, baptized in your bathtub is not memorable at all. No,
I think you got baptized in like a horse trough. It looked like a somebody that had like horses. And then their water trough.
Wow.
Like a metal thing.
Excuse me. I have to keep like a bucket around so I cough so much. Oh. All right, so it's
coming up.
Yeah, so it's Kelly Carlson.
Carlson, yep.
Carlson, great. All right, cool. We gonna start asking those juicy questions now. Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna start.